Back Ping! This is episode 154. And before we get to the news of the week, I'd like to announce officially, Paul, this is your, these people didn't know, this is your last show.
Is it?
Of Ping.
Oh my
You're
gosh.
You're fired.
Bad feeling about this.
Oh, my.
Sorry, it had to come out this way.
Yeah.
No, Paul's actually moving to Los Angeles. Is that public?
Yeah.
He wrote all about it in his blog, and we'll talk about it in a little bit. So this is your last in-studio appearance.
Yeah.
We
so
may.
You guys better live it up.
That's right. So what I'm saying is, you better be funny.
Okay. All right. I
you
got
better
it.
Make us miss you and not be like, hang on, he's gone.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I think
really step it up.
If we look
try something new.
If we look at the comments, I think everybody just agrees with me on everything in the last show.
Those aren't the comments that I'm seeing.
Okay.
I'm seeing a few comments about your shirt and how you needed, you should have worn a vintage gaming shirt for Atari. And then I saw multiple comments, not about you anymore, we're moving on, multiple comments about people who didn't think that the gaming with the Unreal Engine looked awesome on the surface. Am I crazy?
Yeah, you are
crazy.
Or was
I drunk? It looked amazing.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
So why am I crazy? Well, just for other reasons?
I think what Black Wolf was saying is that there was an inconsistent frame rate. So by having a frame rate that is constantly changing, perhaps it doesn't seem as fluid and dynamic.
I thought it looked fluid and dynamic. That's what I thought. Here's a question. So back in the day, we're talking allgames.com, back in the day, 1998, video game TV, what? I had a chat room friend and a longtime viewer. His
ASL?
Name is Black Wolf, Bobby Black Wolf, right?
Uh-huh.
And they didn't spell it with a Q. Is Black Wolf some sort of like gaming term that I'm not familiar with? Is it from like, I don't know, what's that, Wolfenstein or some game that I don't play? Is that what's going on here? Do we know?
I think it's just a Black Wolf. It's just a melanistic color variant of the gray wolf.
Yes, distant cousin to the husky, aka the white wolf.
Yeah. But I think it has nothing to do with connectables. Connectables like the cub that's on D Tower's shirt. Apparently, when I refer to it as a sad panda.
Oh, that's not a panda.
No, it's his connectables cub.
It's his connectables cub. See, and there I was defending it, thinking it was cool. Perhaps he was fighting for Save the Panda Rights.
Yeah.
And now it's not cool, dude.
Really?
He can't have your connectables cub on your shirt.
He can, like, pet it.
It's on his shirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like his video game turned into his video game avatar's video game t-shirt. There's just, many levels of meta. It's just too deep for me. I don't get it.
I think some random dude hit the nail on the head. He says, oh, D Tower got owned by Paul.
Did he say owned or did he use the PWN?
No, it wasn't pwned. I think I know how to read an O.
Oh, I missed that. And of course, Herb says he loves using the nipple. So there we go. It's come full circle.
It has.
He might have said more at the end of that sentence, but that's all that matters.
That's
that part.
Yep.
Let's start the show. So, unless you've been living under a rock, Nokia finally announced their brand new line of Windows phones.
Yeah.
We've got the 920, step up from the 900, and it is looking, not only according to me, but according to every reviewer out there, darn snazzy.
Yeah, they all use those terms, darn and snazzy.
Well, I mean, the really well-spoken ones do.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Highly literate.
Very, very erudite.
People are loving, I'm particularly loving the choice of colors. I'm assuming it'll come out in a multiple array of colors. I think I've seen red as well as the neon yellow that they sort of have been showing off the most.
Yeah, I think there were five different colors that they're
Which color
with.
Would you get?
I will probably get a black one.
Okay, boring, just like I should have thought.
Mm-hmm.
I love my pink phone currently, so if it comes out in something bright and bold like that, I will continue with that. So there's a lot of talk about why this phone is better, the shape of it, the size of the screen, how crystal clear the image is. A lot of talk about the camera.
Yeah, the PureView technology is supposed to be pretty amazing.
Talk about that, Paul.
So the camera is actually housed. So one of the big things that they're touting is the optical image stabilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to, when your camera is moving or your subject is moving or the scenery around it is moving, it's really easy to get a lot of motion blur.
Sure.
So unless you have traditionally a lot of flash or like a really quick ISO
frame,
setting.
Flash, yeah. Shutter speed.
Yeah, shutter speed. There we go. Boom. Oh. It's really easy to get like a lot of blurring.
Yeah. So which I get on a lot of my
combining. Yeah, so combining a lot of the hardware technologies, what they did is they put like all these tiny springs around it so that it's like a much more fluid motion, mm-hmm. and just a ton of amazing software.
Cool. I mean,
you can now have very, very good pictures when you're moving as well as in low light.
That's awesome, too.
So you're able to get, you know, do you want to say something?
I was trying just a couple times. I was going to try to butt in just real quick. I was going to say
so it's really good. Like, if you want to have somebody that's, like, right there, but you can still get a lot of the ambient light from around.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So what I was going to say was that this sort of technology has been around in video cameras and high-end point-and-shoot cameras for quite a while, but I have not seen it thus far in a camera phone. But beyond that, let's talk about this wireless charging capability.
Okay, let's talk about it.
So first I heard this and I'm like, awesome.
Yeah.
That's like, cool.
Did Nikola Tesla come back from the dead and just like magically
That's just what I thought.
Yeah.
I wondered where he had been and if he had been back from the dead. And then I started doing a little bit more research into what this wireless charging capability is.
Tireless research. She must have been up for hours.
That's why Mama looks so tired.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's that, I mean, let me think.
This is very confusing.
I don't want to bash it.
You don't? Okay, good. Because I think it's cool. I think it's really cool.
So explain what it is. So you take your phone.
And you get to put it on a little stand.
Like, it's like a pod.
Yeah.
It's or
like,
a pad.
It's like a pad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a slate, but like a little thing that you put your phone on.
Right.
And it starts getting electricity in it. Amazing.
Right. So it doesn't need to actually be plugged into the wall, but the pad itself needs to be plugged into the wall.
That's where the power comes from.
Uh-huh.
So the reason why you might not think this is cool, because you originally thought like wireless power, like the phone could be in my pocket and magically gets electricity and I don't get fried in the process. That's not what it is. What's really nice about this is that you could imagine a world 5-10 years down the road where like every surface can be like a chargeable surface. So like you can just put your phone down anywhere and like your phone will just charge. So this way, like, you don't have to have little USB and micro USB and, like, actually put it into your device, and you can just set it on something. So it's really great, like, if you want to come home, you know, you drop off your keys, you put your phone down, same type of thing, where it's like you can just drop it and go. You don't have to spend, like, those 4 or 5 seconds connecting something, and you can just pick it up and leave.
All right, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
it's
like all these little...
you got me on that
These
one.
Little micro things that make your life easier, and it's nice that, you know, we're in the first world problems or the champagne problems, we can't even be bothered to plug in our phone.
That's right. Well, they also said that there's certain retailers like Coffee Bean who will have these base stations set up in their stores.
Yeah.
So not only do you have your one at home where you just throw your phone on the counter and it charges up for you, but in certain retail locations, I'm sure airports, places like this, drop your phone on for a second. Because, you know, I'm constantly, after a long flight, when I forget to turn off my phone, because that's what I do, because I play games on the phone the whole time anyway, I get to the airport and wherever I am, and I'm searching around these columns, around the baggage claim area for a plug so I can plug in my phone so I can charge it before I get in a cab. It's a pain in the neck.
I imagine it'll be easier to find plugs than it will be to find these charging stations. So I don't know if that's really...
I dream big, Paul. If I'm going to envision the world making my life easier, it's going to be complete.
Yeah.
Not just halfway. It's going to completely make my life easier.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to see the Nokia phones that are coming out, as well as the Samsung phones, and to really just see all the amazing things coming out from all the competitors out there and just really pushing forward the entire world into this smartphone frenzy over the next couple of years.
Right on. So, in a play on the classic, timeless, lovable cult movie, Bring It On.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that one?
Oh, it's already been brought.
Oh, yeah, it has! It's already been brought! Kirsten Dunst, you know?
Kirsten?
Oh, really?
Actually, this is really outside of my comfort zone.
It's Kirsten.
Oh, okay.
K-I-R-S-T-E-N, Kirsten.
Got it.
Anyway, Microsoft has announced a challenge, a competition called Bing It On.
Bing It On.
Bing It On.
It's kind of like Bing Deals.
How am I going to follow that?
But better.
But way better.
I prefer way better.
Way better.
Not as good as Bing Goes the Internet. I like that one a lot. But that one was an external song.
Yeah, it was a song
by Jonathan Mann.
Yep.
This one is a challenge where basically you go to this website and you look up anything in the world that you'd like to look up. Let's look something up, actually. What should we look up? Paul.
How about Laura Foy?
All right, Laura. Look how easily swayed I am to be self-gluttonous. Laura Foy, let's see what happens. Loading round one. So now on one side, it's going to show you what the Bing search results are. And one side, it'll show you the Google search results. And then I will go in and pick. Does it not tell you which is which?
Of course it's not going to tell you.
Oh, it doesn't tell you which is which.
Yeah, the whole point is
I'm going to see which one I like better.
Right, and you have to do it five times.
Oh, you have to do it five times?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. This is going to take you a while.
This is going to take me a while.
I will just do it, and I'll take this segment from here.
Okay.
So this is a really interesting search comparison. We've actually had a lot of these things internally at Microsoft for a while, where you could help the Bing team's relevance by typing in any type of phrase and then rating a blind study on which results that you prefer.
I feel like we've had them not internally, but in the world, there's been similar websites, although maybe not as thorough, where it put browser against browser, so you could see which was faster, IE or Firefox or whatever.
Yep.
So okay. It's based on that idea.
Right.
Head-to-head competition.
Right. Except for, you know, you can do this from any browser, and it makes both results look the same as far as the styles go. So like the font sizes, the colors, the backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
But it really just focuses on the results, so that way you can see which engine has more relevant results for the search terms that you use. Now, there are some caveats to this. So this doesn't take into account other factors that people may consider in their search experience, like familiarity of the colors, or simplicity of the design, or speed.
Apparently, I chose Bing.
You chose Bing four out of five times.
Look at that. Can you see that?
Look at that.
No. Yeah. Hey, wait. Yep. Let's go shake.
Oh!
There we go.
Congratulations.
So there you go.
So this is definitely an interesting thing. Microsoft makes the claims that in a study that I had done is that people prefer Bing's results to Google's on the order two to one.
Two to one. I believe it. I mean, I know what made me lean towards one than the other, and usually it was the pretty pictures, which is usually what makes me lean towards liking one thing over another. And so I would think that's why I lean towards Bing, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
In fact, the only one that I liked Google better was the Laura Foy search. Bing must have had unattractive pictures of me.
Must have. or they were further down. I do think that there's still areas that, you know, Google does better than Bing, and Bing does better than Google. It's like where they have like really, really strong investments.
Bing Travel is the best. I actually use Bing Travel above and beyond Expedia, Orbitz, Priceline, although you can use all of those various travel search engines within the Bing engine, but I find just Bing Travel gets me the best in terms of like discount flights, stuff like that.
Yep.
Personal opinion.
So there may be categories that you know, you find things that are better in Google or better than Bing, but now by having a site that allows you to compare them side by side, you can find out, you know, which is the better engine for the certain terms that you're
Yeah, so get in there, take the challenge, and let us know your results. You can actually post your results to Facebook and Twitter and all sorts of social networks, so get it there and take the challenge. Let us know. So we said earlier that Paul is leaving the show. He's leaving Ping. And maybe the reason that you're leaving is because of this next story, where Microsoft is hiring 1,000 new employees in China.
Nope, that's not the reason.
You're not going to China?
No, I'm not going to China.
Oh.
And if I were going to China, then I wouldn't be leaving Microsoft.
Well, you'd be leaving Ping. I don't really care if you're leaving Microsoft as a whole.
See.
You're leaving this show,
Got it.
My immediate presence.
Yeah, so Microsoft announced that there's going to be 1,000 new hires over in China. I don't think they gave a specific date range over which they're going to hire them. That's not like necessarily like the next 1 year, the next 5 years. We'll see if there's going to be more disclosure there. But there's currently 4,500 people employed in China.
I would think more. I'm surprised to find it that low, actually.
From Microsoft?
Yeah.
You don't think that 5% of our global FTE workforce working in China is not a significant amount?
5%? I would have thought higher, to tell you the truth. I mean, obviously, the bulk is here in the United States. I'd assume there's a large amount in India.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would think China was coming up there.
Yeah. So there's a very large amount in China. They're one of the biggest R&D
5% isn't
centers.
That much? Well, London is a lot. Microsoft Research is in London.
Okay, so
he doesn't want to hear what I have to say about this at all. Anyway, they're hiring.
they're hiring, but it's really important for Microsoft to understand the Chinese culture And to be able to hire that many thousands of highly technical, capable people over in China will really help us go big in China over the coming years. So
I wonder if that's because Americans, if they're not finding the quality and caliber of people here in America, because we just watch movies and eat McDonald's, whereas over there, maybe they're smarter.
Yeah, well, yeah, they you know, they read a lot more and they code a lot more and they eat more KFC, not McDonald's. So I think it's going to be a really good investment for Microsoft to try and figure out how to have a sustainable business over in China, because there are a couple challenges with the U.S.-based economy. Like, one is the number of graduates coming out of computer science with a very strong degree and wanting to go to big companies. So that there's like a lot of pressure right now around the hiring, but I think Microsoft's recruiting team does a phenomenally good job on helping.
But that's great. I would think healthy competition strives for better candidates.
Sure, but there's also other areas in the world where we can reach out and try and build strong relationships with universities, and in Shanghai and Beijing. They're two very big centers for Microsoft. So being able to have bigger, larger teams over there that have long-term charters where you're actually building state-of-the-art services or products, and it's not like you're a remote team for someone over here in Redmond to like throw you some random bug fixes. So Microsoft seriously been thinking about its strategy in China for the last few years, and now we're starting to execute on it and increase, you know, by 1,000 employees.
1,000. That's great.
So, I'm looking
forward. You're in China, submit your resume.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. So since this is Paul's last show, we should put in one of those like sad noises. Bob, can you do that? Like, we decided to take a look back at some of Paul's finest, moments. There's not many, so don't blink, and roll the clip.
Mic check.
Where you want to go, Paul?
Wherever you'd like.
Hello, I'm LaFar.
See, this is the type of dynamic that I don't have with anyone else in this show.
Really?
Yeah.
You look nice.
Experiment.
So.
Yeah. Ready, Bob?
Bob.
All right. Out. Ready, Bob?
No, I'm not ready.
Ready, Laura?
Ready?
Ready, Bob? Well, that seems weird. We're just so natural these days.
Yeah.
Bingo.
She also has told me that she's in Mensa.
These are all true.
Someone said boring show.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Laura, you know me. I listen to both types of music in this world, both country and Western.
Are you serious?
Why don't I get makeup?
We don't know how this is going to turn out. This is the one thing that you are like phenomenally much better than I am at.
Have you ever heard of the Contra Code?
Logical arguments do nothing for this one.
Oh, I'm sick. She's good for just starting out and being a girl.
All right, so we're going to do our controversial segment here. You might want to watch this.
You're very susceptible to advertising with that voice.
Don't put that in, Bob.
This isn't part of the show, Bob.
All right.
Cut all that out, Bob.
Like, you really know how to have, like, an interesting take on it.
That's for one. There was a compliment in there somewhere.
What? I can't hear you. My shirt's too loud.
What am I supposed... I didn't know when I was supposed to actually walk on.
Come on!
Try our product. It is awesome.
You love it. All right. What have you been doing this whole time?
I've been trying to read, but then it's just it's so much fun to make fun of you.
I really have no idea.
All right. I'll start.
You always find a good way to intro.
Did you get that on film, Bob? Now I'm blanking. Pressure. I'm all maxing out on it.
Oh. I don't know this.
Okay.
Hi.
All right, Laura, remember a cup.
Oh, Wilbur.
You have to start over.
No!
You have to.
No!
All right, to close out the show,
we're not doing that.
Let's go to...
Yeah, I'm doing it for free.
Versus all the money Paul gets?
Security update.
Nick.
Paul. Sorry, the touching. Hit the road, goodbye. Farewell.
So long. Bye. So it was 349 to 263.
You're just like playing with your nipples. You and no. Simon Cowell.
I spilled toothpaste on myself.
Yeah, that's what I say too. Big news.
Yeah, huge. You heard it here first, folks.
Well, Paul, good to have you.
I know, it's great to have me, isn't it?
I think he's brilliant.
Usually with Laura, we have some type of banter at the end, and we try and do a high five, but I don't think you can reach my hand either, so it doesn't...
That's not fair, I'm still on crutches.
A close-up on that? Oh, wow.
Like a high five, here we go.
I was going to really say that. Hi, bro. Thanks,
my
Dan.
My first time on Ping.
Great, Dan.
I want to throw nine. Okay.
Yeah, that was worse than Laura ever has thrown ever.
Oh, oh, very close. So close.
So low. Yes, I can't miss.
Y'all done? Wish you well. What are we on? Easy come, girl. Easy go. There you go, Paul. Did you get a little teary?
A little.
I almost cried myself.
Not as teary as Microsoft IT was going to be.
Yeah.
To fix that laptop.
So it's been a long time. I've been through many haircuts. Apparently not as many as I've been through.
Yeah.
But you've had your good share of styles and lots of mess-ups.
Yeah, tons of mess-ups.
So good luck in your future endeavors, and hopefully we will get you back here virtually.
Yeah.
Since Microsoft owns Skype, might as well use that.
We'll see what we can do.
We'll do that, or I'll just be shooting remotely from Los Angeles. Either way, Ping will go on. I just can't guarantee for, like, how long. See you when we see you.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's been fun. Follow him.
At home.
He's out! Okay, last.